From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, students of Green Island Primary in the West have their computer lab outfitted with new machines. Stay tuned to find out who shared the love. Before the new school year, students at the Green Island Primary School in Hanover had very little resources by way of technology. But now, thanks to the kind donation of 12 computers by the Cooley family, information technology will soon be taught at the institution. The relationship between the school and the family dates back about 3 years, when Hector Cooley and his wife made their first visit to the school as part of a tour facilitated by the Sandals Foundation.
So a past student of mine introduced them to me, and I took them to school, and they fell in love with our children. And since then, they have been giving us gifts upon gifts on a yearly basis to assist us in the year of education.
Principal of Green Island Primary School, Vashiana Mosley. Hector Cooley, a software analyst living in Washington, D.C., says the family immediately sought ways to help the school after being made aware of the great need.
We have certain basic elements that we're used to in the States as far as what we see at our schools and what the schools have. And these children were probably 3 levels below that, based on the worst school that I've seen in the States. So the need was simple. It was easy. It was necessary. It was needed.
With the help of friends, the Cooleys were able to donate the computers along with other school supplies.
I had 2 co-workers who helped me with some of the school supplies that we also brought. But we've been doing this for 3 years now as far as helping the kids and school supplies. And this year we made the grand gesture of the computers themselves.
The tradition of yearly giving, now 3 years strong, has benefited the students and administrative staff greatly, supplying items varying from a pen to a projector.
Mr. Mosley always gives us what I affectionately call a wish list. And he asks for whatever he feels he needs the most or he needs best. And some of those supplies were the projector, ink cartridges, toner. That's just to give you an idea of how big our luggage case was when we brought it down.
Principal Mosley notes that this is indeed the largest donation the school has received from the family to date, valued at about $3,000. And there are plans to give even more.
We just recently got 12 laptops and a projector, and that includes other stationaries and so on. And they commit to giving us another 12 in the coming year and 2 more projectors.
The principal is also grateful to the Sandals Foundation for facilitating the donation.
These guys are guests at the Sandals Hotel, and most of the things that they take for us tends to come down to the Sandals Foundation. And Sanders have been assisting us in many, many ways, and I want to extend my gratitude to that organization.
Mr. Cooley says despite the yearly gifts, even more needs to be done. He is encouraging more people to sow into Jamaica's education system.
It's my desire that this interview will reach others so that we will be able to encourage other couples, other individuals, to be able to do things similar to what we're doing. A lot of times people don't know how to go about it or aren't sure how to go about it. And so maybe some of the things that we're doing will help them to just ask questions and see what's possible and what's available.
And that's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.